everyone, and welcome to the Lost Levels Podcast. This is podcast number 184. Oof, yes. So, just like we did earlier with podcast 183, we're going to be going across all Nintendo consoles and naming our favorite Mario soundtracks, favorite Mario music from different Mario games across the consoles. And since we already did the first part, podcast 183, now we're going to start from GameCube and on. So GameCube and on, that means GameCube, Wii, Nintendo DS, Wii U, and 3DS. So if you want to see all the retro stuff, like NES, Nintendo 64, and things like that, make sure you go listen to podcast 183. But for today's podcast, it's all, like I said, all the new stuff. Yeah. So, leading this podcast today, it is me, it is I, Spider Staryu, the ever bodacious, well, that's Dark Boo. Dark Boo is ever bodacious, and he's here with us. So, yeah, I'm Spider Staryu, and I am joined by Dark Boo.
Hello, good afternoon, people.
Soul. And Super Zambazy.
Hello.
So, yeah, we're just gonna get started.
I just burped into the mic. That was so gross. Classy.
Yeah, Soul's gross. We're gonna get started, and yeah, Super Zambazy, you're gonna start us off. You're gonna tell us your first GameCube track that you adore so much.
Yes, I will get into why, but here's my very first track. Yes, that is the title theme to Paper Mario: The Thousand Year Door. The very first part that you heard was very calm, soothing, but then it just really gets into it. It gets really fast, really fast paced, very exciting. There's actually this one part that I really, really like. It's at the 1 minute mark, and I will tell you when that's about to happen. But yes, this. Just hearing this brings back all those memories from this game, which is a very, very good game. And, I think actually all the title themes for the Paper Mario games are really good. Really upbeat, really... they just get you so excited. And my favorite part is supposed to happen right now. I really like this part. Yes, and yeah, that's my first track.
Yeah, Paper Mario Thousand Year Door had a lot of great soundtracks, which I actually have a Paper Mario Thousand Year Door track, for my second pick. But yeah, Paper Mario Thousand Year Door had a lot of great tracks. I agree with what you said, that every Paper Mario has a great opening. Like, the first Paper Mario had a really good opening, like, really good. But Thousand Year Door has a great one, too, so, yeah. If that's it, I guess I'm gonna go with my first track for a GameCube Mario game, and here is my first track. It is Toad's Midway Madness. Oh my gosh. This board brings back all sorts of memories for me. Oh, I love it. You hear the music right now? It's so good. I love it. And also Toad's Midway Madness is my most favorite board from Mario Party 4. Out of all the boards, I think Toad's Midway Madness is my most favorite. I know a lot of people don't like this board because they get caught in the teacups and then they have to keep circling, which, trust me, that's annoying as hell. But that hasn't happened to me a lot, and I really enjoy the atmosphere of this board. It has a really big Mario Party 3 feel to it. Out of all the Mario Party 4 boards, this one has a Mario Party 3 feel to it. And that's why I like it so much. I think it's a really great board. And I love the music. Music is phenomenal.
Okay. As for me, you guys, the listeners, probably recognize this because this is one of my favorite songs in the Mario series in general.
Thank you.
Yes, it's Petal Meadows from Paper Mario and the Thousand Year Door. Great song. I love it. I think it captures the entirety of the Mario series perfectly because it's a very, well, it's meant to be one of the beginning songs too. And it's all upbeat and happy, and it has a unique sound to it compared to all the other, you know, songs that fit this category throughout the Mario series. I think it's very unique, it's very good, and I love it, and I don't think people realize how amazing it is, but whatever. I love Petal Meadows so much.
And for me, here's my track, well, my little game tidbit here and there.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Boo! And I knew this song too.
I had to. Wario World, the pause menu.
The only thing I know about that game.
That
Mario is so ghetto.
That pause menu is iconic. And I loved it. And it's so stupid, but it's so loving at the same time. I'm like, really? Was that really necessary? And this was a simple beat with Wario saying his little greedy nabbit here and there. That's big sexy for you.
Big sexy Wario, yes. World.
Big sexy.
Yeah, I have no opinion on that because I never played Wario World, so.
Oh,
that's all I know about that game, the pause menu.
All right, now it's time to get into our second bit of track. So, Super Zambezi, what is your first super pick? I mean, your second. Oh my god,
my second pick.
What, your first pick was your zero pick. Now this is your first.
Yes,
pick.
I actually just changed it last minute, but here it is. Yes, that is the Fortune Space.
Get the name right!
I don't know, what's the name? Fortune Time? Fortune
no.
Miracle?
Fortune, what?
No!
No!
Hold on, I got
from
this.
The Fortune Space.
Space, what, yeah, Fortune Space.
Forget the name of the event.
Oh, I know. Fortune Reversal.
No!
What?
No!
You are a sinner.
Time of Fortune.
No!
Fortune's
what?
Time.
No!
No! What are you talking about?
Fortune's Turn. I should have looked at the actual video.
No, that's not it.
Oh my gosh, what is it called?
Reversal Fortune.
Reversal Fortune, yeah.
Didn't I just say that?
No!
No, you didn't! Said Fortune Reversal. You reversed the reversal.
Anyway, this track, I really... Mario Party 4 is not one of my favorite Mario Party games, but this track has always been so awesome. It's like you get in there, it's like bam, 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 things are happening really quick, and you're panicking because you might lose all your stars, or the game might just completely backstab you. And yes, I think it's an awesome, awesome track. I actually had Snowflake Lake, and I changed it because I think this one's better. But I like Snowflake Lake.
I couldn't stand that pinball crap.
Yeah, I like it because you can't actually time what you want and be evil to others.
I don't like it, especially with them Koopa kids and the damn thing.
Yeah, you couldn't close your eyes and do this and get exactly what you want.
Mm-hmm, man.
Freaking Yoshi. Oh, freaking Yoshi. Man, let's continue. I guess it is my turn... And I have something from Paper Mario the Thousand Year Door, so here we go. Why don't you listen to it? Yes, this is the music to Boggly Woods. From Paper Mario, the Thousand Year Door. Yeah, so the thing about, Boggly Woods, it's one of the most weirdest, yet interesting, intriguing worlds ever in the Mario series. I remember when Paper Mario, the Thousand Year Door first came out, and I got it, or I got it a little later on, but yeah, I got it, and I remember the first time I got into Boggly Woods, I was like, what the heck? It was so weird looking, but that's what was so great about it. It was just so different than most of the worlds in the Mario universe. Like, it's just, I'm not just talking about just in general, I just mean an atmosphere. Like, you would not expect something like this to be in a Mario game. It's so mind-boggling. Get it? Boggly Woods? Yes! Yeah. I got it.
I completely agree. That is exactly how I felt. Because usually you can relate video game places to maybe real life in some way. But this, like, I had no idea what to relate it to. Like, what... It's all white and black, but it's also, like, very...
I feel like they did invert color.
Yeah, kind of like that. But still not. It's just so cool.
It's still, like, there's some, like, blue colors or green colors on the ground occasionally. Like, it's so different. It's so... But it's unique. That's what makes it unique, and that's what makes it so great. So I knew I had to include it in my list. Because Boggly Woods is mind-boggling, but it's still fantastic. It's great. I love it. Love that level. Don't like the Great Tree so much, but it's a good level. And Flurry's good, too. All right, that's it.
Alrighty, then. My GCN one is actually from a game that has not been represented with our music yet. And I'm actually a little surprised, because I very much like this game. But... Here it is. Dun, 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 dun. Yes, it is Rainbow Roads from Mario Kart Double Dash. I said Rainbow Roads with an S, but I love this track. This is one of my favorite Rainbow Road songs in the series. I love that. Sorry, you did it that. Bam, 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 bam. I love it.
Yes.
The falling very stars. Jazzy. The falling stars, and then we collect the star right on the damn track. I love it.
Yeah.
I like the halogen power ups they have, like the giant shells in the background and the big banana peels in the back. Yeah, I love it. I love this track. Simple as that.
And then I segue off the soul, and you were looking this tidbit. Yes, we did.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes, give me life.
I love it.
Give me life.
I don't know what they did in the next Mario Kart, but this was iconic, legendary, sublime. This is from the House of Mizrahi. Oh my goodness. I love this. I just like it's just so smooth. And the piano, the whistling catches my soul, and I achieve nirvana with the whistling.
Oh my.
I love it. That's why when I did, when we had Timmy on here and he did Double T Thursdays, and when I did his part, this was the piece I did. I just love the song overall. It gives me life.
Throwback Thursday, literally.
Yes. And I just like it. That's the loving part of this game is the song. I just like it, period. And with headphones, with the booming system, it takes me away and bring me paradise.
Top down AC with the cooling system.
I was going to say.
Yes.
It's so good. You picked a really good one, Boo. Yes, that's really good. The results theme for Mario Kart Double Dash, so nostalgic, but just so good. So great. I mean, I don't know what they did with DS and Wii. Like, at least when it comes to, like, the results, no. They picked, like, really ones. I don't want to stand the results. I don't want to stand the results screen to listen to it, so I just move on. But Mario Kart Double Dash, you got to stay on there for, like, at least 30 seconds. Let it loop. Then you move on. Alright, so now we're gonna say goodbye to the GameCube, or like take that GameCube and just throw it, just fling it right now.
Chuck it.
Good. Alright, so you did it? Okay, good. Alright, now it is time to move on to the DS, the Nintendo DS dual screen, yes! Way back in 2004, 2005, no, 2004, I think, right? Like, late 2004.
Ish.
Around there. Ish, yeah. We were introduced to the Nintendo DS, and the Nintendo DS, you know, has like, you know, it's like little... pixelated, slightly 3D graphics, kind of something going on, right? Like it has its own little mojo going on. So we're gonna name some of our favorite tracks from the DS game, Mario DS games. Correction. So we're going to start off with Super Zamzy. So Super Zamzy, give us your first super choice. And actually, this is your first one this time. Not your second, like I said last time.
Yes, correct. Here it is. Yeah, that is from New Super Mario Bros. DS, the very first one. This is the track that plays when you play multiplayer, actually. On, like, I think all the levels except the snow one. I don't know, at least the grass one. This is where it plays. Mm-hmm. And they also use this theme for trailers before it came out and things of that nature. I just think it's really catchy. It really gets the feel of the game. I would have used the main theme for the game, like the one we hear a lot. And I didn't use it because I'm so sick of it. I'm so sick of it because they used it in Wii. They used it in 2 on 3DS. Thank goodness they didn't use it on the Wii U. But yeah, that one was very nostalgic until they used it in all the games. But yeah, this one is awesome as well. So
I like it. I don't remember it, but like until now, but I liked it.
Now moving on to my choice. I think I picked a real showstopper. This is a real showstopper. I think this is amazing. This is great. Oh, I think you guys will love it. Okay, here we go.
Oh, I know what this is.
Give me life. Literally, just give me life right now. I love it. It is Peach Fields from Mario Hoops 3-on-3. If you're from Europe or whatever, or you're from Europe around those areas, it's Mario Slam Basketball, I think. Mario Slam Basketball or something like that. I'm sorry if I'm saying it wrong. I think that's what it is. But yeah, Mario Hoops 3-on-3. Oh, I love that game so much. And Peach Fields just gives me so much life. Like, I feel like I'm like a whole nother person. I feel like a whole nother Michael. I mean, I feel like a whole nother Spider Star is being created right now every time I listen to that theme. Because it just gives me so much life. Like, literally another, a carbon copy of me is being created right now. That's how much life it gives me. It just, I cannot. It's so good. It's so peachy. It's just so peach. It's just exactly what she would have as a theme, and it's so good. It's just so good.
That whole game is so, like, no joke, that this game has one of the best Mario soundtracks. It's really, really good.
Yes. Really good. And this was only on a DS.
Yeah.
So imagine, oh, I cannot imagine if this was on like a console. Oh my god. Yes. 3-on-3.
And then, oh my god.
Like, Mario, and it's like, woo. Oh no.
Oh,
I can't. I'm not like the voice of Mario. What's his name? Charles. What's his name? Martinet. Yes. I was gonna pronounce it differently. Ooh, oh my god. But yes, I love Mario Hoops 3-on-3. With really nostalgic soundtrack, and yeah. You're next.
Alrighty then. My track, everyone will recognize, and I'm really glad I took it. Listen in, children. It's Waluigi Pinball! Everybody loves Waluigi Pinball. Literally, so good. It is from Mario Kart DS, of course. I think everyone knows the song somewhat. So good. It was one of my favorite courses and one of my favorite songs, and I love jamming out to it. The end.
And now it's me.
Yes.
It's you.
Okay, so here's my little 2 cents of the song I chose.
I chose that
one because
what's it called?
I just know it's the Beach Overall. That's all I know. I'm not even gonna lie, I just know it plays
from New Super Mario Brothers
DS one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't say the name! That's why you were questioning me!
New Super Mario Brothers.
That's why.
Oh,
I just asked for no reason. I knew where it came
from. New Super Mario Brothers, the breach overworld. Oh my god, I feel so clueless now. I played it only a couple times. You know me, I ain't had no DS in my possession. My friend, his son did, so I just snatched it from his hand and played it. Literally. By force.
Oh my gosh, okay.
But I like it. It's very... They always do well in the water. The levels, the beach of water, the levels are something else. But the songs are actually rather soothing and calm.
Yes. Okay.
Wow. That was just clueless. Boo. Looks like you need to play the Clue board game to get a clue.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
All right. Cheesy joke, but I had to make that cheesy joke. Had to. So, I apparently got a little too hasty because I was excited for Nintendo Wii, but we have another round of Nintendo DS tracks. So, Essie, please save me before I just kill myself in speaking.
Yes. I have my second track ready to go. Here it is. Oh, Balloon Battle from Mario Kart DS. I love that Balloon Battle. I spent so much time playing it. I think that's my favorite Balloon Battle out of all the Mario Karts. So much fun. It's single player, but it was a ton of fun. And you would hear this music every time you played, and every time it was so awesome. I loved it so much. And they brought it back in Wii. And 7, I think. Wait, did they bring it back?
No. I mean, kind of, but it wasn't as fun because the maps were kind of lame.
I don't know if it...
Mario Kart Wii Balloon Battle is the best.
It's the best!
We're
not getting into that today. We're not getting into it.
I'm just going to say, that. I side with SD on this. I like DS's Balloon Battle more.
No, Wii.
Nope, that's...
Okay,
this
okay,
will
whatever.
Be another podcast, Balloon Battles.
No, it won't, because we've already established the facts.
Mm-hmm. No, we haven't.
Okay, so let's move on to my next track. This is also from Mario Hoops 3-on-3, or Mario Slam Basketball, and here we go. Yes, Sherbet Land from Mario Hoops 3-on-3. Oh, gives me life. I love it so much. I don't even think I need to keep going on because I think I've already said enough with Peach Field. You get the feeling I get when I play Mario Hoops 3-on-3. I love it. It's a great game, and I love the soundtrack, and Sherbet Land's music is so good. It is so great. Love it to death. Love it to death. So yeah, that's my pick.
All right. My next song is also from Mario Kart DS, so hooray. This one I don't think people realize as much, and I think it's more of a sentimental thing that I like, but here's my song. It's Shroom Ridge. Hooray! Shroom Ridge is okay. It's, I just liked playing it because it was one of those courses, I don't know why, but I just liked racing through it. And it's not even my favorite, I distinctly remember trying to get as fast as I could through that course. Excuse me, gosh. And I love it so much, and I love the music because it's very funky and it's very simple. And, yay, Mario Kart DS, also one of my first DS games, so I think it kind of resonates with me because it was, I think, what, Flower Cup? So yeah.
Next is me, and here's my little snippet. I won't be clueless this time. Mm-hmm. And this is from Mario Luigi Partners in Time. Star him. And I want to complete this game. I want to complete this game, but I don't have time in my life. No, I really don't. But it's a little nice. It's a nice song to me. But I haven't completed the game. So who knows what it's doing for me later on in the game.
All right. Now I finally think it's time to move on to Nintendo Wii. Am I right?
Yeah.
Am I officially right? Okay, good.
Party.
All right, so now we're going to be moving on to our Nintendo Wii tracks, our favorite Mario games from Nintendo Wii with the tracks that are just so, so good. All right, yes, so we're going to start off with Super Zambezi. You already know the drill, SC. Your first super choice. What is it? Oh, what?
I'm just getting into it because I love this one so much. It really gets, it just gets so epic. That's the best word to describe it, is epic. This is, oh shoot, I should have practiced this before. Buoy, correct? Buoy Bass?
Yes.
Yes,
there we go.
See.
Hallelujah. All right, Buoy Bass Galaxy from Super Mario Galaxy, the very first one. I mean, that's all I'm going to say is epic.
Okay.
I just like the green star. That's all. It's only two stars in that level.
Oh, because the green stars were different. They were
different. Yeah, green stars were different. There was only three in the game.
Yeah, I don't really remember what you do for that one, but yeah. But just this. Oh, it's just so good.
Now, for my first track for Nintendo Wii, I already have this on my iPod, so I just need to play it from my iPod, so iPhone. So here you go. Listen. Oh, Daisy Circuit from Mario Kart Wii. Oh, man. Oh, my gosh. That is my course. You ask Dark Boo. He knows. Whenever we used to play Mario Kart Wii, not all the time, but a lot of the time, I would be picking Daisy Circuit.
Because we were can choice. And win.
Yes. We and Boo were able to can and win on that course. Because also, there's this one part of the level where you could throw a green shell and it'll go over to the other side. I think, Boo, you know what I'm talking about. Like, towards the end?
Yes, towards the end, because there's no, like, wall. It just flies right through.
Yeah, so we would can, and people who tried to come for us, we would do that, get a green shell, throw it, bam, finished. They would get hit by the green shell. Oh, but still, I love the music to this course. I love the design. It's like a sunset with, like, Daisy and Luigi, like a Daisy Luigi statue, and then a baby Daisy and a baby Luigi statue. It's very good. It's very good. It's just, it's great. It's my favorite Mario Kart course of all time. And I can say that with confidence. I love it to death.
That's a big claim.
And it is a big claim. And Sol originally had it in his list, but like,
I did. And then, funny enough, I changed it to the Toad's Circuit, or Toad's Factory theme, but I remembered another theme that I don't think people remember as much, that I certainly love, and it's from a game that people don't necessarily like, but whatever. Here it is. Yes, this is actually the Floro Sapien Caverns theme from Super Paper Mario. I love this song so much. Honestly, it fits the place so well, because it's, especially there's a character named Flint Craggly who's an adventurer, and this is such a good song for him. I don't think a lot of people it's Super Paper Mario, and I guess Super Paper Mario is everyone else's Paper Mario sticker star, because I hold a soft spot in my heart for this game, because of, among other things, songs like these. Love it to bits, to bacon bits, to 8 bits. I love the Floro Sapien Caverns theme.
So here we go. Here's my bit and pieces. And it segues with Soul as well. And this piece, when this piece for the music is called, it's Super Paper Mario Memory. I just like the piece because of symbolic reasons. This part of the music, it just, for me, it's a lot of symbolism. As if you don't hear the clock clicking as in a countdown, as you don't hear that in the beat itself. But I don't know. I guess it's because I like the game's story, that I like all the music pertaining to the story. But for me, it's just the symbolic reasons of this, of the song, that I like.
Memories. Yeah, I agree. I really like this theme too.
I very much like it. It reminds me of the amazing story of Super Paper Mario, just to, you know, remind everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the best really story. Great story. Yes, best story ever.
Mm-hmm.
All right, our second list, SC.
Here we go. This is coming from one of the best Mario games ever released, in my opinion. I don't really know why I like this one so much, but it's just so calming and soothing, and all the tracks in Super Mario Galaxy 2 are fantastic. I love them all. And the world map themes are also really, really, really good. This one just stood out the most. I don't know why, but it is just... It just... It leaves me speechless, because I don't know what to say at this point. It's just so good.
Is it from a level?
It's from, like, when you're viewing the viewing the world map, viewing the levels.
Oh. That sounds nice.
Yeah, that's really nice.
Now it's time for my last track for Nintendo Wii. Here we go. It's Super Paper Mario. And yeah, I think you'll recognize it. Yeah. Oh man. This track is so powerful. It's rare that someone's able to create like a song and like have it be so emotion filled, especially a song with no words. And like I can just feel like emotion pouring out of this song. It's just the way it feels. I know for some of you people listening out there, you might be like, what are you talking about? But I really mean, like, if you're, like, really big into music like me, listen to different artists and things like that, and also, like, game music as well, you know that all songs like this, it's hard to get emotion in a song with no words, and there's just so much emotion. It feels like a mix of sadness, a mix of calmness. It's just, it's all over the place. A mix of relief. It's really nice. I love it. And this song always plays like like right before you get the pure heart. I think that's what it's called, the pure heart, I think. But yeah, it plays like right around there, and like it's always an emotional thing, like, cuz there's something emotional going on, like I believe like one of the this is spoilers, but like this game's been out for 9 years, so there's like one, I think like chapter 7, I think, when like you go to the underwear or the over there, whatever the case is, mm-hmm. whatever the case is, mm-hmm. that little girl, what's her name?
Love B.
Say it again.
Love B.
She was actually a pure heart. Her whole being was a lie. Like she was actually a pure heart. And when I found that out, it was so emotional. And just I Super Mario, even though I'm not too fond of the gameplay, I really am not. The story is so powerful, and I just wish more Mario games, or just hell, more Paper Mario games were like this. Because even, I like Sticker Star, but like, there's not a lot of that juice, that succulent juice from the story. I don't know, that's just me, but I love this song to death, so yeah, that's why it's on my list.
Soft Light, that's the song, I think, honestly, is one of the best Mario games, if not one of the best video game songs out there. It is so... Yeah. Well done. And it is, like, this isn't, you know, out of the blue. This is one of the most, like, legendary songs of the Paper Mario series. And exactly. Of the Mario series, because it's, as Star, you said, so full of emotion. But, I mean, my next one is also, I don't think, too well-known. It's definitely well-known in the Super Paper Mario game, but I love it so much. It's definitely not as good as Soft Light. I love that song, but this one is very good, in my opinion. The beginning is a little soft, but just like any final boss theme, it gets epic really quickly. This is called the Ultimate Show, and this is the final boss theme for Super Paper Mario against, I don't remember what the robot thing is called, but it's awkward and really good, and I love it, and you all should listen to it, because it is so good. I love it. It is a final boss theme. Because it's very twisted, it's very powerful, and geez, I love it. And I do love Dementia as a character, so it makes sense, I guess, why I like this song, because it has, you know, Dementia's theme at the beginning and stuff. Hooray.
And for me, here's my final song for, of course, the Wii. My lovely Toads. Toads Brigade. Super Mario Galaxy 2.
What?
I said Brigade wrong. I know I did.
Oh.
I know I did. Toad Brigade. Yeah. I definitely did. I don't know. I just like their little theme song, and I'm happy that they had the game based around them as well. I'm very happy because of that. But I just like the song overall. It's so cheerful, and the little pipsqueaks. I'm sorry. No offense to the little people. But I said no offense. I said no offense. You can't hold it against me. But I just like the theme of it.
Alright. It is time to move on. Unfortunately, Nintendo, we had some really good tracks. Like, I wanted to include Rainbow Road.
Oh, from that was one of my choices.
I don't even like that
one.
I
love that one.
Should we just play it right now?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, yes. Let's get it right now. It's on my iPod. Let's do it.
We have to.
Let's
do
it right now.
We've done so
Let's
many.
Let's do it.
It's so good.
Now I am satisfied. We can move away from this category. I can be satisfied. Yes. Oh, because I was... Okay. I really wanted to include it on my list, but I'm like, okay, I already did like four for Nintendo 64. I don't want to do it again, but like, I knew I had to include it. Whew. Now I am satisfied. Officially, we can move on. Oh, thank God. Okay, so next, we're moving away from Nintendo Wii, and we're getting into the Nintendo 3DS. Yes, the 3DS. Nintendo 3DS had a fair amount of great games from Mario and, you know, other Nintendo franchises. SC, we're gonna start with you. What's your first track for a 3DS game?
Here it is. That is the spectating theme from Mario Kart 7, when you're waiting online and you get to watch the other people play, and you're waiting and it sucks that you can't play right now, but you get to listen to this awesome track. So, I mean, win-lose, I guess. You will get something and you lose something. They also used this track for the promotional trailers before the game came out, and This was like the first... I mean, with Mario Kart Wii, okay, because you have to understand, like, back when Mario Kart 64, GameCube, that kind of stuff, getting information on these games was not like it is today. You don't get the latest information, you're not getting leaks, or we don't really get that many leaks, but you're not getting little updates, Nintendo Direct, screenshot. It was a much different way of getting news back then. And Mario Kart 7, even more than Wii, I think, was the first one where I was actively getting every single piece of information on this upcoming game. And they would always have this music playing for their trailer, so I remember it for that too. Yeah.
Alright, now here is my choice. Also from Mario Kart 7. You know what I love the most about this song? Just the beginning, just the I love that.
Me too.
It gives me life. I love it so much. Toad Circuit, I love this course a lot just because of all the like floating toad balloons. I think they're really, it's really cute having all those little toad balloons all around the course. It's really, it's a simple course, but it's nice. That's why I like how occasionally the Mario Kart series, they will have like really simple courses that are just good. Like, you know, what's on the course of Mario Kart 8? Mario Stadium. Mario Kart Stadium or Mario Stadium? Which is it?
Mario Kart Stadium.
Yeah, Mario Kart Stadium. That's such a great course, even though it's so simple, it's great. And I just love it. I love Toad Circuit. That's one of the course I'm supposed to be talking about. Yeah, I like the simpleness, but it's nice. It's, the music is great, and the Toad Balloons, I love it. This music also plays in Mario Circuit, I think. With, like, the pink trees all around, and then going inside the castle.
Yes, that's a common trope with the Mario Kart series. The circuits all have the same song, for the most part.
Yes. But yeah, I like this course, and both the courses and the music. So yeah, that's it.
Alrighty then, children. This is my next song. I hope you all enjoy it because I certainly enjoy it. Here you go. It is the title screen song from Super Mario 3D Land. Honestly, I love this song so much. I like that beginning, the
bum,
bum 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 bum. Well, there's more to it, but it's good, and I love the clapping. I love it when they have clappings in songs. I love it so much. Honestly, I am in love with the Super Mario 3D Land title screen song, and I hope you all listen to it too because it is so good and it's my favorite, and I keep saying it for all these songs, but we're getting to the part where I'm passionate about the songs because I've been growing up with them, so hooray!
And for me, here's my piece. Of course, it with Honey Bunches and Super Zamzy. It is Mario Kart 7. It's one I use. Everybody should know which one it is because I use it. Love
what
it.
Dark Boost holds in the podcast today? Oh, whoops. No.
I love it. And that's my part. I just like the transition, the music transition, all that such. And I think they did a very good job doing a little remix of the Mario Kart Wii. Better. It's way better. I just like it. It's so smoothing and such. It just, to me, I like smoothing games. So, smoothing games. Smoothing music. Therefore, and it's chill and relaxing. So that's why I like it. As you know, I use it in my what's the thing called? In my Game Maker music. I use it for that as well. But I like it. That's all I have to say about it.
You made a new genre.
Yeah, I just know I'm supporting things so badly today.
Oh, okay, yeah, it's me, I guess. For my second track, this one is from a game that has a lot of great music, so I had to carefully select this one as the best one from that game. Here it is.
Ooh.
That is the the thing's called Kirsty's Power. From Paper Mario Sticker Star. Spoilers! This appears at the end of the game when Kirsty gives you, I don't know, royal sticker power or something. and you, like, shine, you're all holographic, and you take down Bowser with everything you've got. And it's
cheap!
Yes, it's cheap, but it's supposed to feel, like, super overpowered and super awesome, and it did, and I loved it. Ah. It was really good. Yes.
Wow, Essie. We're also in sync because I also picked something from Paper Mario Sticker Star. Here we go. This famous tune is from Sniff It or Whiff It. Yes. Love it. I love that little game show level they had. That was freaking fun. Yeah, Sniff It or Whiff It. Great level. Love the music. It's so game show-y like. This is like in the middle of a freaking forest and like there's a Sniff It game show. Like, what the heck is going on in the Mario universe? I have no clue. But I love it, so that's all that counts. Yeah, great theme. Great song. So game show-like. If that's even a definition, I'm making it.
I really love Sniff It or Whiff It, the name, but I'm also really sad that they didn't keep the quiz show going with, like, 60, what would it be, 7th this time? 67th?
Yeah, probably.
Shame.
All right, so this next song, I think you'll be surprised on which game I actually chose it from, but... So, a lot of you know I have a really big disdain for this game. I do not like Paper Mario Sticker Star. However, if there's one thing I do like about Paper Mario Sticker Star, it is the ice world. And if there's one thing I love about the ice world, it is the music. And if there's one song I like about the music, it is the boss battle music, which is what was playing, where you face Snow Bowser. That song is so good. It is amazing. It is so... I can't describe, like, the music thing. It has, like, this brass, like, saxophone thing, but it's, like, really, like, bum, 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 bum. Like, I love it. Oh, it's so good. Ugh. Even though I'm not even the biggest fan of the boss battle, but the music's really good, so...
Yes, I think this is my second choice. This and the PB Piranha one. Ah, they're so good!
Next up is me, and here's my piece. Everyone knows that from Luigi's Mansion Dark Moon. It's a simple chorus menu, and I have one thing about this game. They have brilliant orchestrated music, but I think they arranged their music piece for each section of the game is kind of not good because they have, like, this is a good pause. It's a good pause menu sound, but just imagine you have a tense moment, you pause and you hear something so eloquent and just calming. Meanwhile, the boss music is just so out of this world. But that's not my only bit there. My thing is, I like the way they orchestrated this music and composed it. As in, they didn't just slap it down to give you something what they think could serve to people some good meal. They gave you a filet mignon and they gave you caviar. You know how much caviar is. They serve everybody what they needed at that present time. That's why I like this music piece. I just like that. I just like the way they composed it, basically. That's all I have to say.
We're making progress, guys. We are on the final console. And that is the Wii U. Yes, the Wii U. The final Nintendo console that is currently released. So it is time for us to get our Wii U games out, all right? Or our favorite tracks from the Wii U games and show it off to the audience. So, Essie, you're first.
Ooh, my first. Are you ready for this?
I don't know if I am.
All right, well, we'll find out. Oh.
Oh,
of Super Mario 3D World.
Jam.
It just gets so intense. So intense. It has a great beat. That's literally all I have to say.
It has a good beat.
It's a good beat. It's very intense. What I really like, though, is that when you... World Mushroom and Flower, they're both combined, so you can walk on over to the other one without worry. Actually, that's the entire game. That's how the whole game is. But bear with me here.
But they're usually separated by pipes.
Yes,
so.
This one you just walk over, and the music transitions right into a piano version of this. And unfortunately, I don't think you're going to hear that part, because I can't talk for like 2 minutes. But it does have a piano version that's very, very nice as well, and I love this combo track that is going on here. Yes.
Alright, you guys. You know I'm a big Mario Kart fan, right? So I got 2 Mario Kart tracks for you, because I was going to choose a Super Mario 3D World 1, but I couldn't decide. They're all so good. So I just chose the 2 that I know I like for sure. So here we go. This is my first one. Oh my god, it's so good. Oh man, Mario Kart 8, their DLC courses have been really freaking phenomenal. Oh my god, in case you don't know what this is, it's Super Bell Subway from Mario Kart 8, like I said. Oh man, that course is so good. And I have a love-hate relationship with it. I hate the freaking subways all around that I keep getting hit by. But then I just love the music so much. It's so good. And of course, the design is so clever. Oh, it's great. I love it. So now we're not only getting hit by cars, like on courses like Toad's Turnpike, we're getting hit by trains. So, you know, it's a natural step up.
Honey,
so
bitches,
I love it.
Don't give Soul any hints. He already wanted to hit SD with a train.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah. That was out of the podcast, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. But I said I hope he gets hit by a train.
Yeah,
and I stand by it. I don't know what I got mad at him for, but I stand by it for whatever I got mad at him for. Anyway, speaking of really good songs, because I do love that song from Mario Kart 8, here's one that I think is very well known for how good it is, despite this game already only coming out less than a year ago. It is Cloud Top Cruise. That is well-loved and should be well-loved, because I do love that song very much. And it gets even better because you go on the lightning cloud, and I think there's like this guitar riff to it that's like... Yeah, that was a way to describe it. But I love it. Such a good musical piece. It's orchestral, and I'm not sure if it's completely done, you know, with instruments, because some of them have been done with just instruments. I remember, you know, they had that Behind the Mario music or whatever, and they showed them playing the songs. I don't know if this is one of them, but either way, it's ear candy. I love it.
And me, Mario Kart 8 as well, and you know what track it is. It's not no DLC or anything. So let me just play it for you. Electro Drone, that is my party city. I love it. Even when they showcase it, I'm like, I like that track. I'm gonna play it. I'm gonna like it, and I'm gonna like the music. And you damn skippy, I do. I just love it. It's upbeat techno. It gives me life. It achieves nirvana for me once again. Before reincarnation, get into it.
I love the part where you get to the part where it's like dun 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 dun, and you go off the air glider thing. I love that
part.
Yeah.
the piano, like the, what is it? It's not a piano, like, but, yeah, it's steps. The
electric keyboard?
I don't know what the name is. Oh, I'm done with my tidbit.
Okay, this is my second track. It's actually not from a Mario game, but it is a remix from a different game.
I did that too.
Okay, that is the Rainbow Road medley from... Oh, brain fart. Super Smash Brothers for Wii U and 3DS. This was... I think this is my favorite Smash Brothers remix ever. Rainbow Road is just such a great theme, and in this one you get to hear three different ones. Technically four different ones. You have 7, you have DS, and you have Super Circuit. And the 7 one actually has 64 mixed in there as well. But when I heard the Super Circuit one...
Yes,
it was
life is got
unbelievable. What
I mentioned it earlier.
Just felt.
I love it.
It's so good.
You felt the earth move?
I more than the earth. I felt the freaking solar system just kind of.
Oh my god! The solar system.
As the achieved Nirvana.
Okay. yeah, that's. This is like the greatest remix I've heard in Smash Brothers, definitely, by far.
My theme, oh my god, so much Mario Kart going on, but it's not my fault Mario Kart has such good music. Blame Nintendo for creating good music. Alright, so here is my next one. I know some of you who know me, you've expected it, but here we go. Sunshine Airport from Mario Kart 8. Oh my god, it's so good. I love that course so much. Just like I said with Super Bell Subway, this course, Sunshine Airport, is so creative. Like, I don't think we've ever had a Mario Kart course where we're going in an airport and, like, we're literally flying off just like a plane would. I'm pretty sure we haven't had a course like that. But it's amazing. I love Sunshine Airport so much, and I have to make sure every time I play it that I'm always like at least first, at the least maybe fifth, but I have to be winning. If I'm not winning, not happy, and I'll play that course again. I don't care. I will. So don't test me when you're playing that course with me. Right? You let me win. But I love Sunshine Airport so much. Such good music. Man, such a good arrangement.
Mine is also a remix from Super Smash Bros. For Wii U. This one, I think, is good on so many levels. Yes! It's the Fortress Boss theme, originally from Super Mario World, which was remixed in Super Smash Bros. For Wii U. I like this song a whole bunch. It's like, at some point, it gets, like, worldly, almost. Such a good song. At some point later on, it'll get, like, really jamming and stuff. I don't exactly know when the time is, but you'll hear it. Even still, what's fun is you can actually, this song was released as, like, a preview track for Super Smash Bros. I remember this. And when I first heard it, I was like, I can't get this out of my head, and it was so good, and I kept listening to it over and over again. I very much enjoy this, and it's one of my, like, hype songs from when the game was being teased. So, I don't know, maybe it holds a small, special place in my heart, especially with Super Smash Bros. It's good.
And lastly for me, here is my last little snippet of our Wii U generation. Of course, Mario Party 10, their horrid mini game screen. I'm sorry, Bad Party Tim. We gonna clock the tea. Horrible. The music, yes. The instructions, horrible. Worst ever in the series. Worse than Mario Party 1. You know you a damn fool if you're worse than Mario Party 1. But let's just say that I like the music. But where the music at, I can't stand. I like that.
Okay. Never mind, Staryu. Woo!
Okay, I see. He's trying to take control of the podcast. You know how he gets when he doesn't have power. Anyway, so yeah, pretty much that's all our picks from all across the Nintendo console. So hopefully you've enjoyed it. We're not done yet. Don't be like, oh, okay, I'm about to close the podcast. No, you better get your hand away from that button that closes this. You just closed it. Don't you dare do that. You better reopen it. Okay, good. You reopened it? Okay, good. All right, so we have our fan selection. You, the listeners, have picked some bodacious soundtracks, and we're gonna read what you wrote, and we're gonna play a little bit of the song that you picked. So I think who's gonna go first? Who has the earliest one? Who has GameCube? Dark Boo?
Excuse me.
You're going first, so you pick the song that the first person picked.
Okay, we'll be going to. Oh, God bless me if I pronounce your name wrong. I'm so sorry. Dentega Dario? Delfino Plaza was his little snippet, and we're gonna hear it now. Goodness, so horrible. I didn't mind it in the game. I'm sorry if I acted like I was trying to pronounce your name, which I did pronounce the name right. I'm bad at names. I'm sorry. But Delfino Plaza, let's get on that. I didn't actually mind it. It was actually a good song that you don't mind it looping and you didn't get tired of it. Because I never was a point in the game that I was like, I'm tired of this song. So it's actually a good song. I just didn't. I didn't care for it too much, that's it. But it was alright to me.
I liked it a lot more than just alright. I found it to be just like the perfect theme for the game, for the hub, for, I don't know, the experience you're having. Like, it just fits so well, and that's one of my favorites. Actually, that's what I really wanted to do for one of my GameCube titles. Tracks, actually.
Delfino Plaza, I pronounced it right this time. It's so good, just so classic. I really wish that we could have had more choices for all of them, but that would take too long. But it's like, there's so many good soundtracks, and to just pick two, it's so hard to just pick two. Ugh, man. So Boo, how about that second one?
Oh, the second one? I think...
Yeah.
Wasn't it Dream Luigi, Two's Dream Luigi who sent the first one? Oh, the one first one I read last part? Yeah, I can listen to the last part. We can provide a link. So, I think it's him again. And this one's Poshy Heist, Paper Mario the Thousand Year Door. So, let's take a listen to it. Snobbish ass town. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
But the penguins.
What did Dreamy Luigi say about it? Or Mr. Luigi, who said it?
Let's hear what he said about it. I love the overall tone of this track. Make me forget the seriousness of the game and relaxes my mind. A great track from a breath of chapter. Oh my god, I'm so bad at reading. Today is not my day. Let me read Dario's last one too. He said the hub world was so nice without the music. I don't think many will have the same experience. I'm so out of it today. You gotta excuse me.
Boo's hungry. You gotta excuse him.
Too Dreamy Luigi. I just can't stand this town. None at all. And I felt like this part was irrelevant. I did not like this section of the game except the train. I like the train part, but I did not like Parsley
Heights. The choo-choo train.
Yes, the choo-choo train. I love it. But I did not like this area in the game. None at all. And it gets me mad that I had to actually visit it.
This town is the opposite of Rogueport. It's completely classy and completely sophisticated. Did I even say that right? I don't even think I did. Oh my god. But yeah, just, it's a very classy town. And Rogueport is the opposite, where it's completely ghetto, there's hood rats all around. Hood rats, literally.
Literally. Yeah,
literally. Because there's little monsters all over the place. Yeah, just, it's a very ghetto town, but this Poshy Heights is the exact opposite of it. It's posh. Yeah.
Oh, so thank you. That's where the name comes. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You're so slow.
Now let's move on to DS, which Sol will take care of.
I have a single track from our friend Raffle Rib, and I will play it now because I admit it's an okay song. Yes, this is, I believe, it's called In the Final, and I'm only gonna assume it's from, or it's the Final Boss theme, because I remember this song being all over the internet, because everyone loved it, and it was all over Flipnotes. I don't know why, but it's a really good song, I like it, it's from Bowser's Inside Story. Raffle Rib, unfortunately, had nothing to say on it, but, good suggestion, wink.
I mean, yeah, this song was all over the internet when it came out. Like, everyone just was, like, posting videos. It was really popular, so...
AMVs.
Yeah, everyone was, like, all over this song. I mean, it's pretty good. It's pretty nice, you know, but... I don't really personally think it's the best, but, you know, thank you for sending in Raphael Rib or Raffle Rib. Next is Wii Games. So, Sol, when you're ready.
Okay, the first one is from our very own Too Dreamy Luigi. Also, for those who didn't know, I think we mentioned in the last podcast, but Too Dreamy Luigi was actually on one of our podcasts. So, hi, he also plays one of my levels.
Shout out to Dreamy Luigi.
This track is called World of Nothing, which is from, hey, Super Paper Mario. I believe this is the song that plays once the Samur Kingdom has been destroyed and you visit back into it. It's, as Too Dreamy Luigi puts it, the name of the track speaks for itself. It's really atmospheric and dark for a Paper Mario game. This track nails the dark aspect of the game. The World of Nothing is kinda symbolic. I mean, I think it's more of literal, because... it is. Everything's been erased, but good for you, Dreamy Luigi, because I do like this song. Our next song comes from Luigi Dene. I really am gonna try and not mess up the name. Luigi Dene, 3DS, GCN. It's the Comet Observatory theme, a classic theme, and I was going to choose it, but I decided not to because I was a little more inclined to go for, you know, Super Paper Mario. But, let's hear what Luigi Dene 3DS GCN has to say on it. Just by listening to this music, the Comet Observatory sounds like a piece I actually want to be. Oh, there are grammatical mistakes, I'm reading it how it is. Its unexpected complexity is beautiful, thus perfectly fills its purpose. A theme for the character of Rosalina. Lastly, like the water theme, I love 3/4 time. I think they're talking about the time it goes by, like in measurements with music. But I'm not really all that educated in music, but I'm okay with it. I think it's kind of like a song I've heard so many times, I'm just kind of over it. But it's not a bad song. It just, I guess, I'm numb to its complexity, as you say.
All right. Oh my gosh. Yes, now it is time for the 3DS choices that we got sent, that was sent in to us. All right, and this is from Mr. Luiginary. So, hello, Mr. Luiginary. Thank you for listening. Here's your track. Yeah, it's from a 3DS game, and here we go. Whoa, yes, very action-packed. Mr. Luiginary said, "It sets the atmosphere wonderfully. It's intense. It's fast-paced. It's catchy. It's unique. It's powerful. It's all of it." Ooh, okay, Mr. Luiginary. I like the way you describe it. Yeah, me personally, Mario and Luigi's Dream Team. Oh my gosh. I don't even know if I finished it completely. I don't think I versed Bowser. I had to verse Bowser the final time, but I don't think I did that yet. But yeah, Mario Luigi Dream Team is a pretty decent game, I would say. How about you guys?
Never played it.
Oops. Never played it?
I didn't get really, that was really too low. Far into it.
Okay. Never played it, that's fine. Let's move on to the next song. This is from Too Dreamy Luigi. Oh my gosh, Too Dreamy Luigi, you're getting all the choices.
Which, if you guys don't remember, was actually a guest on our podcast last week. Hey.
Yes. Boo wasn't here though, so Boo's kind of a little blurred about that. All right, now here is Too Dreamy Luigi's choice. The battle theme from Paper Mario Sticker Star. And Too Dreamy Luigi had this to say. "Although battles are slightly pointless for the game, you can't go wrong with this piece of music. My favorite battle theme in the Paper Mario series. Just battle some enemies while playing this track, has great instrumentation, and it's so dang catchy." Oh my gosh, dang catchy. Well, thank you for sending in Too Dreamy Luigi, and also for Mr. Luiginary's track. It was Adventure's End from Mario Luigi Dream Team, in case I didn't put that out there. All right, those are my tracks, and now SC, you have the last two.
Okay, yes, this the first Wii U track is from Spike R. Jagger, I guess? I don't know. Hopefully that's how you want to pronounce. Here is the first track. That is the Super Mario Bros. 3 Ghost House theme in Mario Maker when you are making your little edits and making your courses that are all awesome, I'm sure. He says, "Because it feels like a very unique piece for Ghost House music." Oh, because that's why he likes it. Because it feels like a unique piece for Ghost House music. I actually haven't gotten the chance to really listen to a lot of the Mario Maker soundtrack, so I really don't have an opinion yet. Yeah. What about you guys? Does this stand out in any way?
I like that song. Yee.
It's alright.
It's a jam. I mean, half a jam.
Okay. Our next theme is from Luigi Dene 3DS GCN. This is, well, you can guess what it is when you hear it. That was the credits theme from Super Mario 3D World, which I think is very appropriate as our very last song.
Yes.
Alright, she says, "I absolutely love jazz, but it's more than that. The credits perfectly capture the essence of pride and triumph after the epic journey you just completed, and that everyone should experience. And if the Mario series tragically ever ends after Bowser is defeated once and for all, and eternal peace finally returns to the Mushroom Kingdom, I feel this would be the proper way to say goodbye. They're happy, they brought us so much." Wow, that is so intense! And the credits
is
so intense.
Good job, Luigi Denner.
Yes, yes. Thank you very much for that submission. I also wanted to give a quick shout-out to Zinferior and MQ Jinx, who, unfortunately, you guys submitted some tracks, but it was too late. We already picked them all, and it was during a recording. So thank you for sending them in. I appreciate it. I did notice that some of your songs were actually in our podcast, so works out. Yeah.
Hooray.
And with that, let's end the podcast. Yes, the two-parter has officially been finished. Yeah, I knew I was going to say that. All right, so let me get the ending information. All right, you can subscribe to us and rate us on iTunes. And please send us a review. A review helps so much. Please give us a review and give us 5 stars.
Yes.
Not 3, not 4, 5. Yes. Also, you can check out Mario Party Legacy at MariaPartyLegacy.com and MariaPartyLegacy.com/form. Check out our website, The Lost Levels. It's thelostlevels.MariaPartyLegacy.com. We also have a Tumblr. It's thelostlevelspodcast.tumblr.com. And, for my information, I have SpiderStarYou everywhere on YouTube, Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, Nintendo Network, and Google+. All of it is SpiderStarYou, so be sure to go follow me on all those places. You're going to send me an invite on Nintendo Network. Make sure you tell me who you are. Make sure you say you're from Mario Party Legacy or you watch the podcast or listen to the podcast more so. And make sure you say something, because if you don't say something, I'm just going to reject your request because I don't know who you are otherwise. So make sure you do that. And yeah.
Yes, that goes for everyone, I think, at least for me. Make sure to let us know who you are. Super Zamzy on Twitter, Nintendo Network, YouTube. Please follow me on those places.
You can see me on Tumblr at Greninja, or La Piss Your Pants if you're a cool person who watches Steven Universe. Also, I made some cool levels on Mario Maker, and I think you can check them out through Miiverse on Miiverse. I am COMPETE, which is compete.
Darkboo007. Twitter and YouTube. Not YouTube. Darkboo007, Nintendo Network, and Twitter. Darkboo, YouTube.
This has been a long day.
Yeah, thank you so much for listening to our podcast, guys. And yes, that is the end. That is the conclusion of our two-parter. Thank you so much for watching. If you've listened to both, if you haven't, what are you doing? Go back and listen to the first one. Go back right now. Go listen to it. Just kidding. Well, you should. You should, though. We had a lot of good ones on there. Anyway, that is the end of our podcast, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. The month of Mario is not over just yet. We still have one more podcast, and that is going to be next week on September 26th. Make sure you go listen to that podcast whenever it comes out. And yes, that is it. That's all there is. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and we will see you next time. Goodbye.
Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.
I somehow thought that Partners in Time was a GBA game.